Online retail has all the advantages over brick-and-mortar stores, right? Well, maybe not. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jack Stewart, in for Molly Wood. Amazon has built its empire, in large part, on one transformative promise. Your stuff shows up in 2 days. And nearly a third of the US population has signed up for Prime at $120 a year. This near-instant gratification was forecast to be a very large nail in the coffin for brick-and-mortar retail. But all those physical spaces still have some advantages over the online giant, mainly that they're already near people. Amazon is expanding its delivery options with lockers, bundled deliveries on a set day, and this week, a partnership with Kohl's. Yep, an actual store to handle Amazon's returns. Chris Hess is a logistics expert. He used to design supply chains for Amazon, and he says the company doesn't just experiment wildly.
Amazon does lots of data analytics before they jump into anything. The ideas, a lot of them come from their customer service, listening to the lines and doing data analytics on what customers are saying. And then it goes into, can we make the supply chain do what the customer is asking for? Does it cost us more? Does it cost us less than what our current state is? And if it costs us a little bit more, what are the potential other benefits like convenience, environment, and those types of things? And then when they have enough to say directionally it makes sense, they're going to go out and pilot it to see if it works and then tweak, adjust, and ramp up fast if it looks like it's got promise.
And it definitely is convenient to get the things that you want in as little time as possible, you know, a couple of days to have things delivered to your house. But that's got to be expensive. Amazon spends billions of dollars on shipping every year. So are some of these moves actually about saving money?
Well, I think Amazon looks at it on a little bit broader picture is that all the brick and mortars have stores and clerks and distribution networks behind them to get stuff to that shelf for you to drive to and buy. And so they look at it as, hey, we have all this money that we don't have invested in bricks and mortar and, you know, stock clerks and those types of folks to do those jobs so we can use that money to pay for transportation costs directly to your home. And some of these bundling things and lockers are just ways to reduce costs for folks that don't really need it in 2 days, but because they have Prime, hit the button, do that.
What sort of pressure does it put on competitors? I mean, they have seem to have made this sort of two-day delivery the standard expectation now, haven't they?
Absolutely. I think you see different things going on, you know, especially in the brick-and-mortar area with the likes of Walmart now with, you know, order online, swing by on your way home to pick up at the store already picked and packed, and somebody's going to come out and basically place it in your trunk for you, right? Other companies that are brick-and-mortar are moving inventory out of their back rooms and creating fulfillment operations in their back rooms and paying some of their employees on the way home to deliver packages for them to try and reduce delivery costs because they're already within 3 to 5 miles of most of their customers in that area from that store location.
Chris Hess is now Director of Supply Chain Solutions for Kenco Logistics. He says expect more experiments and delivery choices, but two-day delivery is still Amazon's mainstay. And now for some related links. The idea of stores using their staff to do deliveries on their way home sounds like an intriguing way of getting stuff to people without having to build a whole new network. But we're going to link you to an article from Retail Dive, which says Walmart had to go back to the drawing board after its first attempt to do just that. Also at marketplacetech.org, a report from Reuters saying that the biggest challenge it faced was getting associates to volunteer, despite extra pay, because they were worried about using their personal vehicles. Walmart is reportedly trying again with a revamped but much more limited scheme. And of course, we can't mention the future of deliveries without talking about drones. After all, the hype all started when Amazon's Jeff Bezos promoted the idea in a 60 Minutes interview back in 2013. Well, this week, Alphabet, Google's parent company, got the go-ahead to start delivering goods in rural Virginia. And UPS is also flying blood samples from hospitals to labs via drone in a pilot program in North Carolina. We have details from the New York Times and Wired. Now, performing medical deliveries sounds like, well, the stakes would just be a lot higher than for dropping off paper towels and pizza. But it is potentially also easier to sell a project to local authorities and residents if you can call it potentially life-saving. I'm Jack Stewart, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.